And apparently she looked and she saw the cleaning lady with my shoes on, drying my shoes, like this leopard slippers, like sandals. And my mom was like,
what the hell's going on?
I think my mom said, you're not supposed to touch that. And she's like, oh, but they're so pretty and so different. And Sophia has such a big feet. And
hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Is everything set?
La 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 la.
Sophia's soundcheck today is going to be louder than usual.
Well, yeah, because I had a critic today. I had a critique by our producer. Apparently, I speak very low and with the microphone a bit away from my mouth. So today I'm going to be very self-conscious of it. How are you?
I see something shiny on you.
Thank you. I see something shiny on you too.
We got new tooth gems.
We got new tooth gems today. I'm also very conscious of them. Today I'm like super conscious of everything.
Of everything. We're going to like stick our tongue on our teeth a couple times. But yeah, I think it's an addiction.
Yeah, it is.
Because first we went in, I think like almost like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, 6 months ago, definitely. And we did like two little gems, I think.
Yeah.
Like sparkly gems. And then we were like, I feel like as soon as we got off there, we looked at us and we're like, we could have done more.
More, yeah.
But then one of mine popped off on a plane. So I was really sad because I only had it for like, I don't know, 3 weeks or something. I think it's a problem with that shape of gems, like a heart
shape.
Yeah,
it was like a big heart. So, yeah.
So I think it's universal because I've been seeing other girls having the same problem with other gem professionals. So it's not about like the girl that made them. Mm-hmm. It's about like the shape. So I advise you not to get like the big heart. Other than that, I think they usually last very long. So now we booked another appointment today.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Yeah.
You got silver moon.
I got a silver moon and then I got two little tooth gems. Yeah, like the round basic ones.
Yeah.
Really small. And then I had a star, a bigger star.
Yeah.
And that's the one I'm feeling the most. Like my lip is touching it.
Yeah.
but yeah, I think it's normal for you. Even when I did the two small ones the other time, I like for the entire first day, I was like so self-conscious of them on my cheek. So yeah.
Same. I feel like I'm always like touching them. Yeah. But other than that, I feel like after 2 days, it's like the feeling is gone.
I agree.
But yeah, today we have a weird episode. It's going to be a little bit improv episode.
100% improv. We don't know how it's going to go. But yeah, it had to happen sometimes.
Like. Yeah, because we have the spicy questions for our guests, so we couldn't take a pink ball of a theme for this episode. So we were like, what should we do? We don't have a major update. So we decided to do almost like a Q&A. But why ask you guys again when we have this amazing tool nowadays called AI?
Yeah, literally.
So, why don't we ask AI questions about us?
Yeah. So yeah, basically we're going to use ChatGPT and we're just going to explain that we're like a podcast called Undress.
So what else are we going to say? I'm going to write it down like, we are...
No, you have to say hello.
I need to say hello to AI?
Of course.
Oh my God.
It's going to be mad and kill you.
Really?
First, when it comes.
I'm a newbie to
it. When times come.
Hello. Can I use emojis with AI?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Sir. Hello, sir. Is it a boy or is it a girl? Hello. We are... Can I... Do I need to ask please?
Yeah. Let's,
yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Hello. We are a...
We are podcast. Made of
two...
Of two, yeah.
Of...
Two little girls.
Of two
Girls, yeah.
Girls. In their 20s. Can we lie to AI? We are a podcast of two girls.
I'm gonna lie.
In their 20s. It's very hard to explain, like, and I wanna give like a time frame, so forget. Think I'm 20. In their 20s.
Recording an episode as we speak.
Okay. Then I can ask, can you ask us 20 spicy questions?
To make this episode interesting.
Should I say spicy or hard to answer questions? Because I feel like if it's spicy, it's going to be... Do you think it's going to be all about like sex?
Probably. Or yeah, you can say spicy / hard to answer /
please,
sir.
Pretty sir.
Please.
Okay, I'm going to hit 10. Can I hit 10? It's my first time, guys. Oh my god, this is so fucking fast!
It's tapping?
It's like... It's done!
What?
This is crazy.
Wait, but maybe they're not quality ones. Are they quality
ones? Okay, I'm gonna start. I'm nervous now. Absolutely. I'll be happy to help. Aww. Here are 20 questions that should spark some interesting and fun conversations. Aww. Let's see. What's a personal belief or opinion you have that most people disagree with? It's kind of good. Good job, AI. Mm. That Earth is flat. No, I'm joking.
Imagine dropping that.
I know that Avatar is shit.
Yeah, that's true. It's not my favorite either. I don't know. What's an opinion?
Second popular opinions. We had that
episode
once.
Popular. Well, yeah. I can be here and talk shit about like Taylor Swift and like Beyonce and like Coldplay.
Coldplay. Have you ever had a major falling out with a friend or family member? How did you handle? So, falling out is like argument?
Falling out is like aggressive. It's like... Not speaking anymore.
Mm. I feel like when I was a teenager, that would happen more regularly, like fights with friends when you're in school. Even I remember fighting with my dad a lot because we have like really spicy personalities. And I still fight with my dad, but back then it was almost every day. It was really tiring. Yeah, that was the time. I don't even remember. Like random
I don't even
stuff.
Imagine you fighting.
Really? I fight a lot. With my dad, I fight a lot. I end up crying always. Me. Because he doesn't cry as much. So I try to match his energy. But he gets to a point where I'm the one crying. And I'm like still fighting while I'm crying. And he's like, I can't fight while you're crying. I'm like, no, you can. Just because I'm sensitive, it doesn't mean that I'm not right.
Yeah.
But yeah. Besides that, I never had like big... It's always fights that like next day are good. So I never had like between my family who are very close and we always like discuss about a lot of subjects and sometimes we fight. But I never had the I'm not speaking with you anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like that's really harsh.
Mm-hmm.
And neither with friends. I think I had fights but I don't remember like a friend that was like, I'm not going to speak to you again. And then like we never spoke.
I had that
you
once.
Had that?
Yeah. Because my best friend at the time was like, oh, I have, it's such a nice story. It's not a nice story, but it's like,
I don't
it's
know
juicy.
This.
I don't think you know. Basically, I was dating this guy. He was like my first boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And it was like pretty important for me. I really, really liked him. This was like 10th grade. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we broke up. He, like, my best friend at the time, she, like, would talk to him.
Yeah.
In
a weird manner?
No, like, it was more because, like, we broke up and I think he would talk to her about me. But then I think things might have gotten a bit, like, different for them because later, so my current best friend... She lives in the same, she still does, live in the same like apartment complex as he did. as he does. I think he still lives there. And then she saw that friend leaving his house one day and she told me.
Were you all like in the same like friend group thing?
No, he wasn't her friend.
So I got to know him because of you?
We were all in the same class. But okay. I wouldn't say they were friends, you know? Maybe they would talk sometimes.
But you thought she was your best friend. Exactly. So she would tell you.
Exactly.
That's so shady.
But yeah, and then I confronted her. And like, if you're leaving the guy's house, it's like...
Yeah. What did she say?
You probably kissed. I don't know. Like, I'm sure like...
Did she lie about being there?
No, she admitted it. And I don't know. The conversation was... She didn't admit like... doing much further, but she also didn't say that she didn't do anything, so like it was kind of like she admitted that something happened. So I was like, I would never do that to you, that's very shitty, and I hope no one like I hope you don't ever feel what I'm feeling right now. And we stopped talking for like the rest of high school, first year of college, like for 3-4 years, and then we started being friends again.
Really? No fucking way.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So then you kind of like made peace with her.
Yeah.
Right? Did you address it again? How did you come to be? Or was it natural? Like,
it was really natural, you know? Like now that I think about it, I'm like, I don't even remember how we started talking again. Well, I think we still maintain like the same group.
Yeah.
Girlfriends. So yeah. Things like... I don't know. I ended up I stopped being mad about it. I had a new boyfriend. Like, I don't know. He was a jerk, the older boyfriend.
And she's not with him either.
No. Yeah. And I was just like, and it was very gradual. Like, I started talking to her again, but I was like, I'm just never going to trust her.
Yeah.
That deeply like, again. Fully, like, especially not like with boy matter. And then I think we like kind of got back to where we were. She was really different as well. Like, we were like kids.
Exactly.
She changed a lot.
That's crazy. I bet like you felt so betrayed back then.
Super betrayed.
But
yeah.
That's crazy. I don't have any like story like that. But I think I have this coping mechanism where when I feel like something is sketchy, I just start like not pushing them, like replying less and making a distance.
Yeah.
And that's how I ended some of my like friendships that I wasn't feeling it. Mm-hmm. So it was not like, I'm not going to talk with you again, but it was like, I'm aware and I'm going to like distance myself on purpose.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't have like a major follow up. Okay. Next one. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you in public? We've answered this before.
Yeah.
Let's skip it. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be and why? Oh my God, deep.
Oh, this is a deep one.
This is interesting. I don't know, actually. I don't really know. I don't know if I
would ask for more boobs.
So because I was thinking if I should answer like something like
personality
or physical. I think physical is easier because I think psychological, I have like things that I don't really like as much, but I feel like they make me myself.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know if I would change physically. I would rather have like less thick of an ankle.
Of an ankle.
and cuter, smaller feet.
Aww.
I have long toes and long fingers.
Long toes and long fingers. Yeah.
So yeah. No more Egyptian.
My cleaning lady also said that my feet were big.
Do you want to tell that story?
Should I?
Oh my God.
Wait, should I? Am I going to get hate for this? I don't think I'm going to get hate.
There's no
there's no way of getting hate. So yeah, I have a cleaning lady once a week at my place, okay? Once a week, one afternoon per week. She basically she doesn't even do the laundry. I do. She irons all of the clothes.
Yeah, vacuums,
and cleans the bathroom.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm not at home when she's there because I I was recording a podcast, for example. It was yesterday, literally.
Yeah.
And then, so my mom was at the house because she feels better when someone is there. Like, of course, my boyfriend is there, but he's like working at this office. So he's like he comes out like 3 times during the afternoon. Like, it's not enough to like check on her, if you know what I mean. So yeah, my mom was around, and sometimes when my mom is around, she like also like at the time she was like helping me change the sheets, and apparently she was like changing the sheets of my bed, and she forgot a pillow in the entry of the apartment. So she went from my room to the entry, and when you do that, you pass by my closet. And apparently she looked and she saw the cleaning lady with my shoes on, drying my shoes, like this leopard like slippers, like sandals. And my mom was like,
what the hell's going on?
I think my mom said, you're not supposed to touch that. And she's like, oh, but they're so pretty and so different. And Sophia has such a big feet. And and I was like, that's so savage.
I was so shocked when you told me.
So yeah, and my mom was like, please don't do that again, because it's like, yeah. But yeah, it was weird. It was very, very weird, yeah.
That's insane. It's not professional. And also, I feel it's very cringe to see people like putting on yourself if they didn't ask, right? It's not...
Yeah, it's like a violation, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
like, and not just like a cleaning lady. I feel like even with friends and stuff, like we all have that one friend that enters your house and starts doing shit without asking. And I don't know, I feel like it's weird to have a friend over that just starts like putting your bags and stuff without asking and looking at herself in the mirror. It would be weird.
Yeah.
So imagine like your cleaning lady trying shoes. Like I have this thing with shoes, especially shoes like sandals that you don't have socks on. I don't like sharing. So
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
And her reply, she was just like not affected at all.
Oh my god.
But yeah. It was very, very weird. Yeah.
I hope you don't see her doing anything else.
I mean, if she did that with my mom there, like what kind of authority will I have?
No.
None. Because
next week she's gonna be all like dressed.
She's gonna be like fur coat. She's
gonna be like head to toe. You know, if she has a small fit, you know, and kids use the heels of the mother, she's gonna be like,
I'm gonna go. Okay, see you next week.
Dragging her heels.
I'm like, oh, no.
That's so funny. Okay, so this is what we would change about ourselves.
Yeah.
We would change the maid. What's a secret talent or hobby you have that most people don't know about? I always think about this.
Have or had?
Oh, I think it's have. Aww. I always think about this because we talk here about our hobbies and like sports and stuff. So I think people know by now.
Mm-hmm.
But about secret talents. Do you know how when celebrities go on those talk shows and it's like, you need to do like a secret talent.
Yeah.
I sometimes think like, if it would be me, what would I do? Do you have an answer?
I can do this with my fingers.
Oh, same. Oh, no, I don't do as well as you. Mine is really weak. Okay, this one is
good. Yeah, that's nice. I think it's very witchy.
It is.
My boyfriend hates it. He's like, no! Stop it!
Yeah, it's a little weird.
What else can I do?
I can do this. Some people can't.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Thank you.
No, because I tried to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I practiced it once.
She's
and
my
it's
hype
hard.
Man. She's my biggest supporter. And I'm like, and she's like, wow. That's so nice. But I don't have anything else. Like, I don't know.
I would like to do the... Do you know the claw with the tongue?
Yeah, I know.
Within three?
Little thing. Yeah, that's I can nice. Do that. Mm-hmm. I can't even whistle.
Mm-hmm.
I can't twist my tongue.
I can't whistle either.
the week.
But once I saw like a YouTube video on how to whistle and I did it. So it's possible.
You follow the steps and you did
step
it?
Step by step. It's like your tongue back and your... And I did
with
it.
The fingers.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do that one for concerts because my voice is really weak.
Yeah.
Actually, producer says it's good, but it's really, really weak. So when I can't scream or anything. So on shows when I'm really excited, I'm like, it doesn't reach no one, like the crowd. Yeah. Obviously,
and it's
kind of
cool to be like, yeah. But yeah, with practice, you can do it.
Yeah? I'm gonna
try. Just watch some YouTube videos. I feel like you can learn everything and anything on YouTube. Mm.
But I would love to have more secret talents.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Like out of the blue, do like a split or...
I wish. It's so hard to do splits.
It is. Everything requires practice. And yeah. We just don't have the time.
Yeah.
Okay. These are good questions.
These are very good questions.
Right? AI is doing a great job.
Yeah.
AI is going
to
like
rule
the world.
We have to ask him his name when we're done and thank him.
They have names?
I think so.
They have names?
No?
No.
Let's see what he replies.
Have you ever had a crush on a celebrity or someone you knew you would never meet? Who was it? I think we talk about celebrity passes and crushes here.
Yeah. Should we try and make it different? Like...
Okay. I can say my crush. Who is your first crush? Like celebrity-wise? Because we talked about like grown-up crush.
Yeah.
Like the guy you would have a pass on your boyfriend. Like, yeah.
The first one.
You have like any posters?
Probably Edward Cullen.
Really?
Yeah.
I was the next.
Really? I was a Twilight girly.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know.
I had posters all over the wall. Mm-hmm. I read all of the books. I was like, I wanted to be Bella.
So you were team vampire?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
I'm not into Jacob.
You know, like hairs.
No. No. I still love Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. He's hot.
He's hot.
He's a weird, it's not like a pretty. He's a weird pretty.
Yeah, but I like Weird Pretty.
Yeah, it's cool.
But yeah, but before him, I probably had a crush on Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
Because of High School Musical.
Yeah.
Probably. But I never had a poster of Zac Efron.
You never had? Yeah. Oh, but you had of Edward.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so fun. I feel like it's so fun to have posters. Like, our parents must be... What the fuck are they
doing?
Yeah,
it's kind of so crazy, isn't it? Imagine having a kid now and it's like putting up a poster of like Timothy Chalamet or something. I'm like,
it's very, very cringe. I had back then, I had this band that I was obsessed with. I think I might have talked about it here. I don't know. Called Him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really, really obsessed with them. They're from Finland and I was obsessed with the vocalist. And I had posters of him everywhere and without his shirt, which is like, you know, so weird. And I remember this one, he doesn't have his shirt on and he's just like doing this. And you can see little hair, like little pulling.
Yeah.
Like, how could I think that was so cool?
Yeah.
And yeah, I was obsessed. My parents had to deal with that poster.
But was it like, were you already obsessed in like a sexy way? It was like very...
I would freaking date him when I was 10.
Yeah.
That's illegal, but I thought...
I was 10.
I went to their show when I was 10.
Yeah.
So it's crazy that I already had like a naked man on my wall.
Yeah.
And my parents are like, okay.
Because I think like for Edward, I wasn't really like... Oh my god, I want to kiss him.
I wouldn't do that to the poster.
I
was just like,
I think I was
like,
more
like
I wish he liked me and he like thought about me and
exactly.
I was like his little girlfriend.
Yeah. And he said why back then. It's not like, fuck him. It's more like, he's so cute.
Yeah.
And it's weird because they are like so much older.
No,
at that time. Yeah. It's weird. I think that was my first poster. Probably my
But I feel like
poster.
People now don't do posters.
They don't, but they do like screen savers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I see like a lot of girls with the Korean guys and the whole like BTS.
In China I saw so many girls and in Hong Kong that had like
the
actual face on the backpack.
Like printed?
Like printed. Like as a keychain.
Oh, like yeah.
The face. It was really
fun. There's a name to that. Like these face cards that they carry. Yeah. Some people have it on the back of the phone, like on the phone case.
So this girl had like a backpack full of faces.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's the new poster.
Yeah.
And people exchange cards.
Yeah.
Like
that's cute.
Like Pokemon.
Like Pokemon.
You want Edward?
Yeah. Oh.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
A cool hobby to have.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the most rebellious thing you did as a teenager? Rebellious. I wasn't that much of a rebel. Probably just like asking to go to like a show at 10.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't like very rebel.
I had very strict parents, so I was a bit like... it's not that I was rebel, like I wasn't going out. I only started drinking in uni.
Okay.
You know, like...
I went to my first club at 15, so maybe that was the most rebel I was forgetting.
I think I was before, but I don't think I drank, you know?
Alcohol?
Yeah, or maybe I had like one drink. Like I only started...
Oh, you're talking about like drinking.
Yeah.
And getting fucked. Like getting fucked. Okay. Yeah.
No, like enjoying it, you know? Because like, you know?
Because really
like in the beginning it's like, ew, like it tastes bad. I don't even like enjoy it. But at uni, that's when I started drinking more. No, but I'm not a big drinker. But yeah. Like, and I never did drugs. So yeah, I think like my biggest like rebel thing was probably like lie to them and say that I was at a place where I wasn't. I would do that all the time. Because if I told them I was, they would not let me. So yeah.
We are not much of a rebels then. Why is it getting boring now? Have you ever experienced something that completely changed your perspective on life?
Oh no, let's skip it. Are they all like that? We need to talk to him.
We need to say Lionel, whatever your name is. The first 7 were good and then went down to drill. What's the most spontaneous thing you've ever done?
Mm.
Boring. What's the biggest risk you've ever taken? Boring. How do you handle stress or anxiety?
I don't.
Clearly. I drink coffee to make me more anxious. It works every time.
Yeah.
At least you have like a slice of happiness.
True.
While you're drinking.
While it's in your mouth.
While it's in your mouth. 2 minutes of joy. If you had to choose one book, movie or TV show to live in for a year. Okay. It's getting better.
Wait, I like
it's
that.
It's getting better. To Wait. Live in for a year. A year is a good amount of time.
Yeah.
What would it be and why? Good job, Lionel. you went
Do you know?
Good.
You go first.
Oh, let me think.
Me?
I need to think. Okay, I think it's very hard to think of TV show, movie, or a book. Because it's freaking loud. So, I think I'm gonna exclude books because I always like really... dark sci-fi, so all these scenarios would be
bad, yeah,
a little bad to live in. So excluding that, I think I would like to try a zombie ambience.
You would? Zombie apocalypse for a year. What if it's not guaranteed that you survive?
But we also have aliens. Wait, so many possibilities. Aliens are a little more hard to survive though.
Yeah.
Right?
They have powers you cannot, like, compete with.
True. True.
I think if it's, like, if you could pick, like, the zombie scenario and you know you're already going, you can prepare yourself so well.
Exactly. like a Last of Us thing would be.
I think you would. Cool. You would make it.
You think so?
Yeah.
But there's a risk of not surviving, right? Because if survival is guaranteed, I could. There's so many things like TV shows. I would love to do like Alice in Borderland and play the games.
God,
that'd be so cool.
But then, if survival is guaranteed, it's not going to be as cool, the games.
True.
You're going to be like, yeah.
That's so true. We can also pick like Hogwarts.
I was going to say Hogwarts.
Yeah, that's so
cool.
That's
very basic. But it's like... it's very basic, white bitch. But yeah. But like, I would love to.
Every time I watch school for a year, though.
But you're learning spells. And potions.
That's true.
And like, you're going to like pretty places and drinking butter beer.
True.
It's so nice. I would love to ride on the what's his name? I don't know his name.
Oh, like oh my god, yeah. Like the big bird?
Yeah. Bucklebeak. I think it's called Bucklebeak. I don't know.
That'd be nice. What would be the first thing that I think in Harry Potter, I would love to go to the Hagrid's little cabin, or like, how do you call that? I don't know. And pet the dog.
Yeah, the dog is so cute. It's like a big taco.
It's literally a big taco. No, I think it's a Napoleon Mastiff.
Mm.
And Taco is an Italian Mastiff, but it's almost the same family. It's so cute.
Yeah, it's really cute. It's really cute.
That would be a good one. That's a good choice. Harry Potter world would be fun.
I would love to have an owl as well.
An owl, yeah.
They're really gorgeous.
Yeah, there's so many things to... But yeah, I think for a year... I would do the zombie fantasy because I dream about it a lot. So I think it's a sign.
I would do the Hogwarts. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to know what team I would be put in as well.
What do you think you are? Because I think I know what I am. But I'm not sure.
I think you're like a Ravenclaw or Hufflepuff, no?
Hufflepuff,
yeah.
I think I am an Hufflepuff. I don't know how you say it.
I don't know. I think all the tests I do is Gryffindor.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see you. Like all the kind people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know about the blue one. I don't really know what makes a Ravenclaw.
No, me neither.
But I know you're not a Slytherin. No. I don't think I'm a Slytherin either. So yeah. But it's such a cool... I think all the uniforms from Slytherin are the best.
I know, yeah. It's the coolest.
Best color.
Like, yeah. Like, beauty-wise, they're the best.
Agreed. Okay. What's your biggest pet peeve when it comes to social media? I have one. I'm gonna...
Well, that was so quick.
Quick.
Okay.
What comes to my mind right away is people that hide likes on just some posts. Because it's like a mindset. Either you're like carefree of likes, you don't like the pressure and you remove from all the posts, or you couldn't care less and you leave the likes. But if you hide just some, it's like obvious that that post is a bad post. So why are you only selecting to show like the best ones, the best performing? It's not fair even for the others. You're putting like this weird fake pet peeve.
I think it's a pet peeve for me in general. I don't know how to give an example right now. But in general, when I can see right through it when someone is doing something to...
Like grab engagement?
Exactly.
Or grab likes?
Exactly.
So something that... Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
It's not natural.
I know exactly what you mean.
It's like, I wish I could give an example, but you know what I mean, I think.
I know. Like, some influencers, I feel total... I respect your thing. Not shitting on you. But some people even do stuff that they know can be canceled. Like, sensitive stuff, because they know they're going to have more hype.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little bit of a pet peeve. It's like, you know that's... Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
They know. they are not clueless. Mm-hmm. So they know there's going to be like a lot of discussion about it on the comments and it's going to be hype. So yeah, I understand you.
Yeah.
And even maybe like jump on some trends that are not like fitting for that person and you know that they are just like doing it because it's trendy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have one more. Sorry. Which is like, don't ask me to share your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's...
Yeah.
You know, I love helping others and sometimes I share stuff from other people, like friends and all, when I think it's worth it. But I don't do it also as much because I know that will generate other friends, other family members, other people to ask them. So I try to not share at all, like any causes, even if are good causes, like help me, I don't know, like earn money for this operation, whatever. Or maybe like I just dropped a brand, just launched the brand, please help me out. I try not to help some people because I know other chasers will come.
Yeah.
So that's a pet peeve. Like if you're my friend, it's not because I have a platform that it's suddenly okay for you to ask me to share your stuff. Because I never ask you anything. I had to do all this by my hard work. So, and even if I want, you can just say like, I dropped this. And if I want to, I will share.
Yeah,
but don't ask me to. I don't like it.
I also think it's not fair to put you in that position.
Yeah.
And expect something from you. I don't think it's nice. Yeah. The other person.
But some people do it.
Yeah.
What's a goal or dream you have that you haven't shared with many people? When is like life goals?
My dream right now is to have a dog. But I already shared that here.
How is that going for you? Because it's only your decision. It's not a dream.
I have decided that I'm getting a sausage dog with the long fur.
Oh, they are so pretty.
Yeah, like a golden.
Yeah.
Yeah, tiny.
They are
one.
So cute.
Yeah. I think it's more me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm decided on that.
And you can braid his hair.
Yeah. You're going to have pretty hair.
Do you know if you want like a boy or a girl?
I would like a boy.
I
don't know why.
I never had a female dog, but I've heard that it's a little like harder because of obviously like women are harder. So like period stuff and all. It's a
really?
Little hard
yeah.
to take care of. But once that phase is gone and if you want to, how do you say it in English? Like take her organs away?
Yeah,
if you do that, then you're fine.
She's chill.
Yeah. But I don't know how many, maybe first year, you need to like live with a period. It's part of it. And I feel like it's not fair for women as always.
Yeah. But I always enjoyed the name Brooklyn.
Oh, that's good for both genders, no?
I think it's more of a boy, don't you think?
Really? I thought of a girl, Brooklyn.
Really?
Yeah. But that's good. Because you can,
yeah, it's
you know,
good. It's
if you good. Go to a place and there's a lot, it's gonna you're gonna connect with one. So maybe,
yeah, maybe it's a
it
girl.
Can be a girl
yeah.
or a boy.
Yeah,
so cute,
yeah.
Little Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
I don't have any goal or dream. I think that people don't know. I'm always like saying my dreams and just want to like keep things how they are and travel and that's. Yeah. If you could magically acquire any skill or talent overnight, what would it be?
Easy peasy. You talking any language.
Oh my god, I was gonna say the same.
Yeah.
That's the biggest, like, if you wanna show off.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
I would be always
and
like.
It's like, blah, 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 blah. You go to fucking middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And you're like,
blah.
And they're like, it's like, you were talking shit about me, weren't you? But I know your language.
Same. And I feel like it's very hard because other things, if you really dedicate yourself, you can do it. But with languages, I feel we need a lot of time and practice. I think it's harder than any like physical
for sure.
And skill.
Yeah. And when we're talking about like acquiring languages, I wouldn't want to just know the language. I would want to know the slangs.
Like be really fluent.
Yeah. And like every like, I don't know, the little things that we have in Portuguese, like the sayings and the, you know, like, I would like to know, because I feel like every language has their own, and it's also connected to like the way that people are in that country as well. So yeah, I don't know.
Like little traditions. And
exactly.
You can really like fit in right away.
Yeah.
That would be nice. And yeah, I agree. And I think it's very hard because even if you decide to learn one and there's like millions of languages, you need to dedicate a lot of time. And even if you do, it's just like you were saying, maybe you get there and even if you can manage to talk, you're not fluent.
Yeah.
Fluent in a language is like a lot of years. And even if you stop sometimes speaking because you move abroad, it's almost like you unlearn it.
Mm-hmm.
I see like so many people, even like Portuguese people that go work abroad and then they come back and they like mix it all up.
When I was living in London, I had moments where I forgot Portuguese words and I would say it in English. And I only lived there for like 6 months.
Exactly.
I remember my boyfriend was there and I was like, sometimes I would reply to him in English and he was like,
yeah,
what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, so imagine.
It can get really confusing, but I would love that too.
Yeah.
Okay, we have two more. What's one topic you're really passionate about but don't often get to talk about?
Maybe birds.
Birds, yeah.
I love birds. Small niche. And I don't think I talk a lot about it on my podcast. So yeah, I have a bird. So I love like to see other videos of other birds. And when I'm in the street, I love to bird watch.
Yeah, it's so cute. There are entire really trips. Cool. I was watching the news the other day and there's like this community that does like traveling just to bird watch.
Yeah, Amy does that.
Really?
She goes like camping and she bird watches. That's like birds of prey. She loves like to watch eagles and stuff.
That's really nice. Yeah. And they kind of like collect because there's like rare species you can only see on certain parts of the planet. So they collect the species they see, basically. It's like,
that's so nice.
Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go, yeah.
I would say that I don't get to talk about. I would say that from my friends, that the friends that I have and what we talk about, like similar interests, the thing that sometimes I don't have no one to talk about other than my boyfriend is basically all the reality that we see, reality TV. I don't think my friends watch that. So I usually am just like talking with my boyfriend about it. And also like dancing, because I watch a lot of dance stuff and I don't have like any friend that also really loves dancing. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I try to drag my boyfriend into it. He watches some battles with me, but then that's it. I think he gets a little tired too. So yeah, I think that's are the topics that I'm the most alone.
Yeah, trying to think if I have any more.
It would be cool if we had like groups for everything, you know? The group of the bird watch. Dance group.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I would love to know someone that also has a bird like mine so we can have dates.
Oh, that would be so cute.
But yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
You need to look for your people.
Because there's this sausage dog thing. I don't know what country it is.
Like a club?
I think there's like a big event every year at a park. I don't know if it's like... I don't know if it's like in the Netherlands, but yeah, it's like the sausage dog day and everyone goes to the park with their sausage dog and it's like hundreds of them.
That's so cute.
So yeah, it's really cool.
You can, if you're gonna have a
maybe
new club,
I can travel there one day.
Oh, I think your bird is gonna love your dog.
I think so too. Like cool, they're gonna be besties, hopefully.
All right, last one. What's the best piece of advice you've
ever received?
Yes.
I don't like this type of questions. There's that good one that it's like, if it doesn't matter in a year.
She doesn't even remember.
If it doesn't matter in a year, don't waste more than like 10 minutes on it. Something like that.
Don't listen to advices of someone less rich than you. That's the Kanye one.
That's the Kanye one?
Yeah, that's what he told. I don't know.
Oh, comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. But also, I also believe that sometimes in certain fields, like, I don't know, sports maybe, or even some fields of work, some competition might spark. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like advice. What advice? I feel like advice is that thing that you can ask for, but then it's your...
It's your, yeah. And there's advices that, there's advices that are good that contradict each other sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember one now. I'm really bad at remembering things at the spot, but I remember like when I was younger, I was like, wait, there's a saying that does this, but then there's a saying that says the other thing.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Like, if it feels wrong, don't do it. But at the same time, some people advise you to sometimes push your boundaries.
Exactly.
And fight your fears and do stuff that doesn't feel natural.
Comfortable and getting out of your comfort zone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stuff like that.
I feel like you always find both versions online. Yeah. Whatever you're looking for, the advice you want, you're going to get, basically. And that was it for the questions. Some of them were really good. Yeah. Some were a little more. Yeah. What do I say to this? Wait, he said... Or she. Hope these questions get the conversation flowing and help your listeners get to know you better.
You can say, thank you so much. This really helped us a lot. What is your name? So we can always remember you with fondness.
He's so fast. Yeah, I'm just ChatGPT, but you can definitely remember me as your friendly podcast assistant.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
I'm glad I could help. If you ever need more questions or anything else, just let me know. He used a smile.
Oh.
Or like she. Like a shy emoji.
He used a shy emoji?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I'm going to say, don't be shy. Okay, I'm gonna say, that's perfect. Thank you. Can you say goodbye to our listeners?
Yeah.
Oh my God. He was fast. Okay, of course. Here's a warm and friendly goodbye message for your listeners. I'm gonna give it to you.
Aww. Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. We had an amazing time chatting and sharing with you all. We hope you enjoyed the conversation as much as we did. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and follow us on social media so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and keep being awesome. Catch you on the next episode.
Catch you. AI says it best.
AI says it best. So yeah, thank you for watching, guys. And see you next week.
Peace out.
Bye.